Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
From an invasion of jellyfish to a woman who's kept meticulous records of every cinema trip for the past four decades, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is here with all of the news that didn't make the headlines this week. How are we?
I'm very well. How are you?
All set for the bank holiday?
Yes, I'm going to a stag for the weekend.
I'm glad to hear it's not a child's party. Where's the stag?
In Killaloe, so keep an eye out.
Oh, Clare.
Yes.
Very nice.
Two nights in Killaloe.
Well, that'll be nice. Even the boat.
We're doing some water activities. I don't think it's a boat. I think it's like canoeing and stuff.
There's a very big difference in water activities and going out in a boat, Shane.
But anyway, a jet ski, I'll see.
That'll be lovely.
Yeah.
Right. Tell us about Limerick.
Yes, it's a lovely, heartwarming piece to kick us off for a Friday. It's the story of a Limerick mother's reunion with her son, which has gone viral with over 1.5 million views on TikTok. Limerick Leader has the story about a mum who was reunited with her son after 53 years. Just when people, you know, give up hope, it's a beautiful story. She prayed for him every night and loved him all her life. So Mark Balls, now 53, was adopted as a baby and raised by his adoptive parents in London. Now, he was told at the age of 10 that he was adopted, but didn't pursue his biological family until his adoptive parents had died. And he got his daughter involved as he was approaching his 50th birthday to try and find his biological family. After a series of complicated messages, he finally received an email to say that Phyllis O'Neill was his mother and that he had two brothers in Limerick called Jason and James. And 5 weeks after receiving the news, Mr. Balls travelled to Ballysheedy in Limerick to meet his long-lost family this month, and he says it was like a missing piece of a jigsaw. It felt so natural and like we'd always known each other. And Phyllis said Mark was on her mind all her life, even though we kept it to ourselves. And the lovely bit at the end of this story is that Phyllis not only found out that she is a grandmother of six, but she's also a great grandmother.
That's a fantastic story.
Lots of catching up to do.
Listen, I know just what to do to make you feel better.
I feel fine.
I want to take you away this weekend. Do you fish? Okay, then we can go right now.
We have class.
Tonight at 7 and I won't take no for an answer.
Try, please.
This woman is suffering inside. That's all there is to it.
That's a scene from the movie Pretty in Pink, which I definitely haven't seen.
Neither have I. Listened to that going, what is this?
There's a reason we're mentioning it. I'll mention that in a second. Okay, so the Drogheda Independent has an interview this week with a woman who really has a passion for cinema, and I would say probably has a record-breaking collection. This woman can still remember every movie she's seen over the last 40 years.
That's incredible.
Because she's collected the stubs, and she writes the title diligently into a scrapbook beside them. Which I did wonder, now when you go to the cinema, you book online, so you don't get your tickets, so it's kind of harder to do.
Maybe she keeps that. Well, you do get the little, when you go to the collection point, you collect your tickets then and you get the little...
Well, no, in Nace now, we just show our phone. We don't print out tickets at all.
Sure, sure, fancy in
Nace. Very fancy. I don't know what they're like in Drogheda, but Nicola Pierce's passion for cinema started back in the 80s because her aunt worked in the Adelphi Cinema in Dublin. Many of the ticket stubs are from the late 80s and 90s, and she says she never had to bother going to the cinema by herself. She says she went to see Pretty in Pink, that's the film we played the clip from. It cost £3.50, and every time it finished, she ducked down in the seat when the security guard was going around checking, so she saw it three times in a row. Now, she says that tickets with the film name and date on them are actually a new thing. So when you used to buy a ticket years ago in the 80s, it didn't say the film or the screen. So when she would save it in the scrapbook, she'd write what film she had seen. So this is just a wonderful memory of movies she has seen. She says she loves being back in the cinema now, obviously after COVID. She used to hate the smell of smoke in the cinema because people used to have a fag watching a film, but now the problem is the smell of the tortilla chips and hot meals, as well as people being on their phone.
Yeah, there's something about tortilla chips at the cinema, all right, and the dip and the hot cheese dip, and it does make a lot of noise. I'd love to hear from people today. That is an unusual thing to collect, though, your cinema receipts. Yeah, I'd love to hear about the weird and wonderful things that people collect at home. 087 1400 106.
You can do it. Let's go. Now swing those hands. That's it. Get the smile on your face. Look ahead. This is the start. This is the beginning.
Let's go. Peak 1990s now, isn't it?
Mr. Motivator. He was great. I loved him. He used to be on GMTV.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Great one for the daytime telly.
We're going to Carlo for this next story because everyone is getting very active in Carlo. They're all flat out. We're told that fitness fans are in for a treat in Carlo town because the park there has an outdoor workout area being opened. It's the first of its kind in the county and it's a purpose-built street calisthenics workout area. You can tell it's been a long time since I've been to a gym. Calisthenics is a form of strength training, apparently. You see this in Spain everywhere. So if you go to Lanzarote or Marbella, you see the locals working out. Even at midnight when the weather's hot, you'll see them in these exercise areas. You don't see them in Ireland, bit of a different lifestyle.
Well,
in
the weather
Carlo,
as well.
And the weather, true. In Carlo, they are going to be using this a lot and they've QR codes on the workout equipment, so they'll tell you how to use them. Sometimes when you see some of these in a park, you don't know how to use the equipment, so you can scan it and it'll tell you. And they also have an outdoor table tennis, table and an outdoor curveball table as well.
Tell us about the story that didn't make the headlines in Cork.
Well, I have this story in, Andrea, because you and me love a fancy hotel. We have notions.
Go on.
So we're all about this story. There's a new hotel suite in Cork with a difference where you sleep in a treehouse.
Right.
In a woodland.
I've never stayed in any place like this, one of these cabin log things. I've done glamping in the tent, but I haven't stayed in a unique, and I'm dying to have a unique stay in somewhere like this. So tell me more.
I think you'd love it. It's the Montanati Hotel in Cork. Which looks like a
lovely
hotel.
Never been, but I've heard amazing things.
And they're launching these new luxury treehouse suites. Let's get the money out of the way first. So if you want to stay there in a treehouse in the woodland in Cork, it'll cost you €680 to stay midweek for one night.
Right.
And then if you want to go at the weekend, for one weekend night, it'll be €750. So it's very expensive.
It's punchy, yeah.
It is expensive. Mm. As I say, there's 9 new rooms and we are told you can reconnect with escapism.
You're not staying in the hotel. You're staying in a treehouse outside, literally in the woods.
In the forest.
Right, yeah.
Very fancy.
I think that'd be so cool, though.
It would.
They have one of these, actually, when we were down at River Valley in Wicklow for our camping trip a couple of months back.
Yeah, yeah.
They have two tree houses and I don't know if they're at the same level or standard. I haven't seen pictures of them, but like they're an amazing thing, I imagine, for families with young children.
Yeah.
But I'd imagine the one in the Montanati in Cork, it's hardly geared at kids though,
no,
is it?
No, it's more for couples, I think. It's more for couples for very special occasions.
Outdoorsy couples.
Outdoorsy couples, yeah. They say you can reconnect with escapism. Now, I know it's €750. With that, there is a free bar and free food. So you want to make a fair stab at the bar to get your money back.
No better woman to get her value at that.
I think we should do a show from there.
Yeah. You and I'll go for the crack.
I would.
Yeah.
I'd
broadcasting live from the treehouse at the Montanati in Cork. I am game.
Don't be staying. No, it hurts.
Look, can we help you? Want to take you back to the house?
Oh, it's like 2 miles.
Yeah, and I'm a little tired from digging the hole.
Yeah, this is the people peeing on themselves friends jellyfish episode, isn't it?
Which made people all over the world believe that was true.
Yeah,
God, we always have a story about something lurking in the water in Galway, so why change the habit of a lifetime? This week, you're being warned to be careful after hundreds of jellyfish washed up on shores in the south of Galway. A social media user shared a photo of jellyfish along the water's edge in Roscal, and they say if you are stung, there are a number of things you can do, but they say urinating on the stage. Not a good idea, not medically recommended. One woman who was at the beach on Wednesday said she saw thousands of jellyfish the length of the beach at the water's edge and in the water.
Horrendous.
I've never seen so many, scary but amazing to see.
Yeah, it really is something that puts you off getting into the water, isn't it?
And some of them are very dangerous and can sting you. And we do have 5 native species, but then there's some of these foreign species that come in as well. So better not to take any risks with them.
No, absolutely not. And finally, 99 red balloons floating in the summer sky.
Panic bears, it's red alert. There's something here from somewhere else. Well, we're not talking balloons, but we are talking 99s. What's your favourite type of 99?
Oh, just like the ice cream in the cone with a flake.
Yeah, I think it flakes.
Has to have a flake.
Yeah, I think that makes it a 99.
I've no interest now in sauce and sauces all over it. No, they're too sweet.
I like hundreds and thousands sprinkled on it.
What?
Or a place not too far from here used to do chocolate dips. You dip the cone in the chocolate and the chocolate would be obviously hot chocolate but would then become hard, delicious.
Wow.
Like plain. You're quite basic. You're like a plain 99.
That's exactly
anyway,
what I am.
We're talking about me because the Mirror says ice cream fans are descending on a rural petrol station to get their hands on the country's largest 99. It's called the Big Boy. People may have heard of this in recent years, and it's whipped up such a frenzy that people are travelling from all across the country to Curran's garage
for a Big Boy.
Try it. Yeah. Now, it's €4.
So it's not a 99.
Yeah. I thought they were 99p was the idea back in the day. They're €4, but they are nearly a foot in height.
Oh, well, like, in fairness now, that's not a... Yeah. Like, you can blame inflation all you like, but this isn't a 99 you're having. This is a Big Boy.
It's a very Big Boy. And apparently, obviously the cones are very popular when the sun is out,
yeah.
But they say in the shop, people still want them in the winter.
Really? They're that popular?
They're that popular.
I'm controversial. Not a major ice cream fan.
Of any ice cream?
I'm just not, like... I wouldn't thank you for ice cream. I mean, if it was there, I'd take a bit of it, but I would never buy it, never look for it.
This is where we fall out now. Do you want crackers and cheese for dessert?
Oh, yeah. Oh, like now you're talking.
Okay, I'm gone.
All about the cheese board.
I'm gone.
Listen, enjoy your stag.
Thank you very much.
Well, not your stag, but the stag.
Yes.
Yeah.
If anyone sees me in Killaloe, let me know.
Yeah.
Say hello.
I'm hoping to go to Donegal for the weekend, depending on my back. I hurt my back, so it'll depend on whether or not I'm able to go. So.
Well, you have to try and get Donegal Person of the Year. You have to keep making
maybe appearances. I'll fly. Who knows? Shane Beattie, thanks a million as always for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.